Brian Mackey.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says things are moving in a positive direction on a casino for Chicago. She spent yesterday lobbying in the state capitol, making the case for changes in the tax structure around the proposed casino. Lightfoot says with some of the tax money earmarked for a statewide building program, it's important to everyone in Illinois. A recent study said existing tax rates for the Chicago casino are too high. Lightfoot says if lawmakers don't change that, there won't be a Chicago casino. Democratic lawmakers and Governor Pritzker say they hope they can cut a deal this week, which is the last time the General Assembly is scheduled to meet this year. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and other opponents are preparing to argue their case against a proposed expansion of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Texas-based Energy Transfer wants to double the capacity of the line to as much as 1.1 million barrels daily in an effort to meet growing demand for oil shipments from North Dakota. The $3.8 billion pipeline has been moving North Dakota oil through a shipping point in Illinois since 2017. A hearing is set for later today in Linton, North Dakota, on the proposed expansion. Opponents have long argued that a leak in the pipeline could threaten the tribe's Missouri River water supply. The tribe also says the proposal to double the line's capacity magnifies the probability of a disastrous oil spill. It's cold and snowing, the days are getting shorter, and for some, the winter months can bring on a genuine form of depression. It's known as seasonal affective disorder. Dr. John Strax, a family medicine professor at Northwestern University, says the condition can be caused by a loss of sunlight. That's due to winter's shorter daylight hours. Speaking on the 21st, he said one treatment may be to have patients make up for lost sunlight exposure by spending time in the morning with a bright light box.
And also what's called dawn simulators, which are lights that gradually turn on in the bedroom as people are waking up in the morning and sort of tricks people's systems into thinking that the days are longer.
Strax says light therapy is just one way of treating seasonal affective disorder. He says anyone who thinks they may be suffering from the condition should see their primary care physician. I'm Jennifer Fuller.